Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty fundamental, actually. When new tech pops up, what choices do we really have?
Right. It often feels like we just have to keep up, but there's more to it.
Exactly. And we're digging into this using an article from HackScience.Education by Gary Ackerman called Three Choices When Faced with Technology.
Yeah, it lays out three main pathways: adopt, adapt, and exapt.
So that's what we're going to unpack today, how we can, you know, thoughtfully engage with this stuff instead of feeling overwhelmed.
And it's not just for educators, even though that's the focus of the article. It's relevant for, well, pretty much everyone.
Absolutely. It's about having some agency, right? Not just being passive.
That's the core idea, yeah. Recognizing we can choose how we interact.
Okay, so let's dive into that first choice. Adopt. What are we talking about here?
Adopt is basically the simplest one. It just means using a technology for what it was originally designed to do, its intended purpose.
Like the example in the article, online testing. How does that fit?
Well, think about regular tests, right? They check what students know. Online testing platforms, they do the same thing.
It's online.
Exactly. The goal assessing understanding hasn't changed. It just uses a digital tool, maybe makes scoring easier, submission simpler.
So the big win there is efficiency. Yeah.
Definitely. That's usually the main driver for simple adoption, streamlining things.
So maybe for you listening, think about tech you just use. Straight up.
Yeah.
As intended. What efficiencies have you gained? Like video calls instead of traveling.
That's a perfect example. Video conferencing, its purpose is connecting people across distance.
And it saves a ton of time and travel hassle.
Precisely. You're adopting it for its core function and getting that efficiency benefit. Simple.
Okay. Makes total sense. But then there's the second choice. Adapt. Sounds like things get a bit more involved here.
They do. Adapting means we start changing our goals or our methods because of what the technology can do. We're not just using it, we're adjusting to it.
The technology's capabilities start shaping how we work.
Yeah, exactly. We see a feature and like, okay, how can we leverage that?
The article brings up wikis in education. How's that an example of adapting?
Okay, so traditionally, maybe a student writes something just for the teacher,
right? Standard essay, yeah.
But a wiki lets lots of people edit together. So an educator might adapt the assignment, have students build something collaboratively on the wiki. Now they're writing for their peers, for a real audience.
Ah, so the purpose of the writing shifts.
Yeah.
It's not just assessment anymore.
Right. It becomes about building knowledge together, maybe a shared resource. The technology enables a different kind of learning task.
Right.
Deeper engagement often.
That's a significant change, not just a tech swap. It really alters the process. Can you think of other ways we adapt, where we tweak our approach for a tech feature?
Sure. Think about like shared digital whiteboards and meetings.
Okay.
The old way might be one person at the front with a marker. Adapting means maybe everyone contributes ideas simultaneously on the digital board wherever they are.
Oh, right. So you get more input, maybe faster brainstorming.
Yeah, potentially a much more dynamic session than the old way allowed. You've adapted the brainstorming process to fit the tool.
Cool. Okay, that brings us to number three, exapt. This one sounds interesting. Comes from biology.
It does. In biology, exaptation is like feathers. Maybe they were first for warmth, but then they became useful for flight, a totally different purpose.
Okay, so in tech.
It means using a tool for something it really wasn't designed for at all, finding a completely unintended application.
The article says these examples are harder to find, and there's this idea that exaptation might even come before adaptation sometimes. What's that about?
It kind of suggests that sometimes the really creative, unexpected uses just happen. Someone tries something weird with a tool.
Like a happy accident.
Sort of, yeah. And maybe only later does that use get refined or become more common, which then looks more like adaptation. It's a bit fuzzy.
Okay, so what's the example given? Social media, like Twitter, used by educators.
How's that exaptation?
Well, Twitter, Facebook, they were built for broad social chat, sharing news, personal updates, right? General communication, yeah.
But when a teacher uses Twitter to, say, post homework reminders specifically for their class, or share links to study resources, or even showcase great student work,
they're repurposing it.
Exactly. They're taking this broad communication tool and using its features like quick updates, links, reach for a very narrow, specific educational goal that wasn't part of the original design.
That makes sense. You're leveraging the platform's mechanics for something else entirely. That he feels like where real innovation could spark.
It often is, yeah. Finding those unexpected angles.
Can you think of other examples where we repurpose tech like that?
Maybe like using online survey tools. They're designed for market research, right? Data
Yeah,
gathering.
forms and stuff.
But people use them to create fun quizzes or maybe small learning checks within an online community. The goal isn't data for the tool creator, it's engagement or informal assessment using the survey features.
Oh, okay. Taking the mechanics and applying them elsewhere. Got it. So adopt, adapt, exempt. Those are the three choices.
But Ackerman makes a really strong point about a fourth option, or rather, a non-option.
Right. He argues that simply ignoring technology isn't really sustainable, especially for educators. Why does he say that?
His point is, you might think you're just sticking to the old ways, like, say, insisting on handwriting everything.
Okay.
But even if the core task seems the same, the whole context is changing. The way society shares information, collaborates, solves problems, it's all being shaped by tech.
So trying to ignore it is like pretending the world isn't changing around you.
Pretty much. He warns that if educators, for example, don't engage, they risk becoming, well, his word is irrelevant, being ignored themselves because they're disconnected from how students and the world operate.
That's quite blunt,
Yeah.
but you can see the logic. If the tools everyone else uses to think and work evolve, and you don't.
You get left behind. Your ability to connect, to be efficient, to innovate, it all diminishes relative to others. It applies way beyond education, too, in almost any field.
Yeah, you can definitely see how sticking your head in the sand could lead to problems down the line.
It's a tough reality, but an important one to face.
Okay, so wrapping this part up, we've got adopt for efficiency, using tech as intended,
Adapt, where we change our methods to leverage tech features for new possibilities.
and exempt the creative repurposing for unintended, sometimes innovative uses.
And the crucial takeaway is that these aren't just things that happen to us. We have an active role. We make choices.
It puts the power back in our hands, in a way, to be intentional about it.
Exactly. It's about making conscious decisions, not just reacting. Understanding these modes helps you be more strategic.
This has been really useful, actually. Just having that framework, adopt, adapt, exapt, helps make sense of how we can approach all the tech coming at us.
And remembering Ackerman's point about why just ignoring it isn't really a long-term plan?
Definitely. And it's not like you have to pick just one mode,
No,
right?
absolutely not. You might adopt email for basic communication, adapt your project management around a specific piece of software, and maybe find some clever, exapted use for a tool you already have.
It's a mix and match situation.
Completely. It's about having these different tools in your thinking toolkit when you encounter something new.
Okay, so as we finish this deep dive, here's a final thought for you to mull over.
Yeah.
Considering these three choices, adopt, adapt, exapt, think about one piece of technology in your own life, or maybe in your work. Is there a way you could consciously shift how you engage with it?
Like, could you lean more into adoption for pure efficiency?
Or could you adapt how you use it and really leverage its unique features in a new way?
Or maybe, is there a completely different exapted use hiding there that could unlock something unexpected?
Just something to reflect on your own relationship with technology and how you might consciously choose your approach next time something new comes along.